Morning, as we close the service with number 255, as we got to the end of our day here at Bethel Baptist Church, we get the wonders of God's Word and the wonders of praising the name of our mighty God. It's a long day. Thank you, Lenita, and thank you, Romulo, for staying here and helping us in the absence of Raquel. She's doing well there with the girls, and we found that Emma is a great help. She drives my wife every place, and she's so happy to help Grandma. Number 255. Being in your house, learning, sharing, praising your name, and we close the day with praise and another Bible study on the book of Revelation, this time on Revelation 7. There have been so much arguments about Revelation 7 and so much discussion, and I confess that I don't know all the answers, but what I know, I believe it. And Father, I believe you have a great warning for all of us that your power never ends until the Holy Spirit leaves this earth. So thank you, Father. We pray that you bless us as we praise you and study, and bless those in need. Especially we bring to your attention Henry's mother in recovery and Marilyn Dulillo as she faced life alone with all the family. And so, Father, guide us as a church body and guide the other church too, so that we may have a good plan for her so that she can restore her life in a different way and get ahead. Thank you, Lord, that you never leave us in spite of what we do. In Jesus, we thank you. Amen. Now, on the first Sunday of November, I will take an offering on benevolence to pay for the rent of Marilyn Dulillo, which is $1,300. And so I'll let you know ahead, and I will let the people know ahead so that we can have that money. And the other church will pay for the following month until the family will rearrange themselves. The boy, Jimmy, is quick school and is going to get a job someplace. The only thing, Idaho, the maximum they pay is $15, $16 if you're a specialist. And if you have a college degree, they pay you $20. And Grace already worked and is going to see if can get another work. And I told Marilyn to wait for her to work, because her children at home, and they need to be placed maybe in a public school or something. And then before do that, let's have 2 or 3 weeks thinking. But I told her, as we follow a plan, they pay the bills, then you survive until the Lord will tell us otherwise. It looks like Idaho is very low cost of living. A house of 5 bedrooms, $1,300. So here will cost a fortune, you know, $5,000, $7,000 a month. So thank God that they are there, and the Lord will heal the wounds, and we can start all over again. And we need to have a spirit of forgiveness and kindness in such a difficult moment. All right, we will allow you to choose a song, and that will be one. Brother,
4x4?
Oh, I thought it was a 4x4. I thought it was a piece of wood. 4x4, okay. What happened? He may be thinking in construction. And. Good. Regis told me, he said, well, and the mariachis were there and there, and I guess they danced after, but everybody was holding because Father Otero was on the premises. So as soon as you left, he said, the father left, and so they did a dancing. The father left. That was interesting, you know. I told Trisha to come, what an experience we have in. Matthew told me, well, as soon as they started dancing, I left. I said, the women took the top off, and they weren't in, and they were wild. Said, so we all left, he said, and so on. And well, unbelievers, don't be surprised. They don't know what they're doing, all right? They don't have the mind of Christ, and so on. And there were a lot of young people. These were young couples, so a lot of young people. The couple left also after I left. They went to the honeymoon, I think it's... Lake Tahoe and Vancouver. That's the first time I hear a couple going to honeymoon in Vancouver. I was in Vancouver and in the island also, and visiting Bouchard Gardens, you know, and all this. And so they're going to be there for a week. All right, Matthew told me that the Lord bless him with a lot of work. He said, I don't forget about the job of the church, but I got overwhelming jobs. And I do it when you have it. A painter, I guess, when you have a job, you do it. And sometimes between, you have breaks and so on. Hey, that's where I'm going to get a job for you, with Matthew. Okay? Yeah, he need a helper. So people in this church have been blessed in spite of the economy. So praise the Lord. All right? All right. Now, what is it? Okay, get me the Terry person, then you, Tricia. 4-5-3. All right, 4-5-3. Adelita knew that. She goes to heaven, she knows it like that. 344, and announce those who are on the internet, praise the Lord, that you are listening and connecting with us. You can type your song right into our screen, BBCMH9537, is our ID in Yahoo, is that right? And you can type your request. 344, is that right? 344. Song that, to sing together tonight that we sing and with great harmony. I was stressed this morning on the sermon of that difficult chapter. I have prayed so much, and then when I finish, I have another sermon on the same chapter on the gates. I work a little with the university there in Oxford and find where those gates are today and what they mean to the Jewish people. And it's amazing, as you follow the gates, you follow the plan of salvation. So I have another sermon on that difficult chapter. Next time, eventually, I will preach that. Let's sing 263, A Shelter in the Time of Storm. That's what God is. And for all the families and our children that get hurt, I have to say a shelter in the time of storm. Whether you're guilty or not, God is always for you. That's the wonders of God.
Oh,
Raquel sent greetings to all of you. They went to church, Sunday school, and morning service. They don't have evening service. The church has Bible studies in different sections of the cities because the people go to church like us. They live in another cities, and so they have Bible studies in other sections, but they only have morning Sunday school and morning service, and she send you greetings, all right? And she's doing very well. It's good to have older granddaughters, very responsible, she said. They want to cook themselves. They don't want my wife to cook for them, so vegetables and this and that. But Raquel said they eat a lot of fish here, and the freezer downstairs is full of salmon and halibut and all of this. And you buy it on the shore in Portland, and you buy it very, very cheap. You buy the whole fish, and they cut it for you, and they clean it when the fishermen come back. She said, it's just refreshing. All fish is so fresh, and so on. All right. Another song that you have. Yes, Mary? 206, talking about the wonderful grace of Jesus. All right? 206. This coming Sunday, we will have the Young Life presentation and program here in town. That Young Life is a great program for young people, and some of you are invited to come with me. The church paid for a table to sit down and listen what they plan to do and what kind of help they need. And so it's going to be a great thing. So I support one of the leaders over there with my wife. We support them monthly as a missionary in Fremont, but now they come to the South County, and it's going to be right there in the golf course, and it's going to be a wonderful opportunity to see what the leaders can do with the young people. There are more bandidos in Morgan Hill than in any place in the county. This is the highest degree of drug addicts, and so at 5 p.m. is a wonderful banquet, and Pastor Thomason, Laurel, Trisha, I reserve a seat for you. Okay, good. I reserve a seat for you. And so it's good that young people, you can look on it. All right, one more song, and then we go into the difficult passage of Revelation. Yes, brother. 185. Thank you so much, Lenita, for helping us tonight and staying here and do all the work on the piano. My wife is not here. Diane is in Washington, God's willing. This Wednesday, they will be home.